The Misplaced Bostonians. Okay guys, welcome back to the second show. I'm your host Marsh and this is Carl over in the corner. I must add guys, I have got my World Baseball Classic t-shirt
on. I see
on.
Some stains on there too. I think that must have been some leftover mac and cheese there.
Right, let's not go there on my white shirt. Guys, go and buy your World Baseball Classic merchandise. Just get the up it in London and Glasgow and wherever you are.
Why would they be buying World Baseball Classic stuff? It's not for another 3 years. Until 2009.
Well, it's because it's gone cheap. It's all cheap now. So you need to
it's
get
all cheap
it.
Now.
Right,
huh?
On with the programme. On with the programme.
England didn't even have a team.
Right, okay. So moving right, what we've got in store for you today, folks, is we've got Game 2, Tampa Bay. Game 3, Tampa Bay. And a review of the Yankee series. Right, okay, so Game 2. We won 9-6 with Falk as a winning pitcher and Papelbon saving us. Again, I suppose that's his job. He did it.
Yeah, Papelbon, he's just perfect.
Not happy with his mohawk, though.
Well, I think he just copped out with that. He just shaved it off, and now he's...
That was looking fine. I don't know why he did that.
I know, yeah. I think he needed some wacky hairstyle to really make
it was
him
great, exactly.
as a Red Sox.
Yeah, exactly. That's it, rebel, yeah. for Tampa Bay, the losing pitcher was Walker. Right, another thing I just wanted to point out about this game, Game 2, Manny. He's inside the park, almost inside the park home run. I mean, I don't know if any of you guys saw it, but he was inches away from getting it over the wall. He dropped the bat, watched the ball go, started walking towards first base, and then suddenly realised that the ball was starting to head back towards him. And he suddenly had to really hustle around those bases and only got to third.
Well, he did hustle pretty well, though.
If
he'd hustled as soon as he made contact with that ball, it would have been inside the park, because there's obviously some problem catching in the outfield. But, yeah, definitely. I know they were thinking about cracking down on this a while ago. I remember reading an article somewhere.
Well, Manny, like, actually doing his job for once.
No. There were pitchers complaining to... the officials at MLB saying that the pitchers are getting aggravated because the players are actually taking too long, so the pitchers will throw the ball and David Ortiz or Manny Ramirez or Albert Pujols will just smack it and just stand there and watch it go in your face pitcher, you know, I've hit that
when
so
Poppy
screw
does
you.
It he watches the ball go out the park, right? Then he has no worries, then he walks around. Manny, I don't like Manny just standing there and waiting for the ball to come back to him and then starting to run.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Puppy's running is the same as his walking.
He just needs to make sure it goes out, otherwise he's got no choice. Right, okay, Game 3 has just gone. We're literally recording right after the game. It was a loss to 5-4. Losing pitch was Schilling. The winner was Kazmir. We were both shouting at the screen, weren't we, then?
It was a really good rally in the top of the ninth there. We could have easily come back, but of course you have the constant thing of actually trying to get runners scored when they're on base. We managed to score in the top of the ninth, but not enough to get there.
Yeah, it was. I'm sorry about that. It was very close, and we were right down to the wire, weren't we? We had couple of guys on, then we had two outs, and then we had one on, second and third. But, you know, obviously it wasn't happened, so that means that Tampa Bay has done us 2-1.
Yeah, in the series. Tampa meant to be the easy team, and they don't have Julio Lugo and Cantu at the moment, so when they have those guys, they've got to be a serious contender in the AL East, and again, this is going to be, you know, the hardest division. The Blue Jays seem to be pulling power out of nowhere, and they have a really young team, and you know, up and coming stars from their farm like Alex Rios and so on are really doing well and actually producing. And you know, Baltimore haven't been doing too badly either. They've been winning games against Cleveland and against the Angels, and it seems to be like it's really a five-team race, which is very worrying.
We have to be, yeah. I think actually you've got it bang on there. I think we have to start winning, but we have to start beating Tampa, and we have to get our act together with Toronto. If we don't start winning these small games,
the priority of the AL East divisional games rather than anything else.
Right. It's not going to matter too much now. but I'm thinking further on in the season, if we don't start beating Tampa later on, you know, coming to the end of the season, we're going to have some trouble there.
I think you can pretty much be sure that if you put your money down on AL having, you know, a divisional champion and the wild card is going to be from the AL East. Pretty sure about that.
Right, yeah.
The standard of play is just crazy.
Right, guys, email us in, tmbpodcast@gmail.com. Send us your thoughts. We know you're out there. We've seen the stats and how many people are listening. I need to give a shout-out before I forget. I forgot to give a shout-out yesterday to Rob in Glasgow, our resident Tribe fan. And he was we were talking to him along with during the Tribe series, and he's extremely happy that the Tribe managed to beat us that time. I just want to tell you, Rob, that's not going to happen next time. We're going to be there at one of the games, and we're going to make sure that the Sox win.
Especially with Coco Crisp in centre field.
Right,
also,
exactly. He's going
to
be back in.
Also, a shout-out to Mackie in Birmingham.
Mackie in Birmingham, our other Sox fan.
Other Sox fan. Sometimes a bit confused with the Phillies, sports Phillies sometimes, but I think he really is a Sox fan deep down.
And as we move on to the Yankees now, I just want to give a shout-out to Andy, our other Yankee fan, that she's the most friendly Yankee fan I know. We try not to taunt her too much, but you know, we can't help it, can we? Right, so on to the next series, which is coming, is the Yankee series. Game one, it's Wake taking on Yang. What do you think about that?
I'm thinking, oh no, it's Wakefield again.
And Bard.
It's Bard. I just
realised this. I totally forgot about Bard. I mean,
we seriously need
needs to practice. Catcher. He needs to get his eye in. I'm still not happy.
I want Bailey back, really. I do.
You always slacking him off the whole time.
I know, because his run production wasn't very Red Sox like.
But
his average
happening?
Wasn't very Red Sox like. But he managed to catch a knuckleball pretty easy.
Bard's missing them, and then they're stealing bases. That's the problem, right?
That's pretty much it. But also, like I was saying, we're always going against left-handers. Who we matched up against? Against the Yankees. I mean, if it's
Yang,
who?
Yang. That's what it says.
All right.
I'm looking at the stats. It's Yang.
Oh, Wang. Chengming Wang.
I apologize.
Typho.
You've got 4.80 ERA. I apologize.
Well, yeah. I mean, it seems to be that our matchups are always with Wake anyway against left-handed pitchers, like I was saying. So we have this not as good lineup because we're having Willie Peña on, as well as Dustin Moore hitting lefties. So you know,
I apologize for that, people. I'm sorry. You gotta give me a break here, okay? I'm tired, right? So what have we got here? we're just having a look at his stats. Bats right, throws right. Looks pretty normal. He's got a nice ERA there.
Like there is here. I mean, Wang's a right-handed pitcher, so in theory, we should have Trout in right field, and Wade Harris in center, which would be good because at least that's better than nothing. But I also don't understand why Stearns in Pawtucket and we still have Dustin Moore up here. That's
a really bad move
for a person who played so well for Canada. I mean, even that's enough to just say, okay, you can be on the Red Sox team.
Okay, right. I just want to give you guys, try and do this every time we do a cast. I just want to show what games are on 5. Okay, so this Wednesday, which is the 3rd, I believe. I apologize if it's not. It's this Wednesday, 1:50 a.m. It's the big game of the night. It's what the description is. Monday, the 8th of May, at 12:50 a.m. San Francisco Giants play the Philadelphia Phillies. And Wednesday, following that Monday, the Wednesday at 1:35 a.m. is the big game of the night. That's what's coming up for you. That's what you can get on terrestrial TV on 5, your baseball feed and coverage.
Just so you know, by the way, I'm taking on a different sports personality name every week, just to kind of, you know, jive it up a little bit. Last time was Bob, and that was just kind of because, you know, I had Robert Kraft. There you go, Bob from Robert Kraft. But today is Carl from Carl Yastrzemski, obviously. One of the best players of the Red Sox ever. Look, just listen.
You scare me sometimes, bro.
Listen out, and if you we'll just have a little quiz. So if you can email us back, and you have to guess which player of that name, I'll just give you the first name. So it'd be good to have some response.
All right, we'll do that. Okay.
You got no choice in the matter there, boyo.
Right, you heard it. Okay, so we've got the Yankees series up and coming next, guys. Right, so what have I got left to say?
Yankees suck! Yankees suck!
I'm sorry, I just gotta play around with my sound effects. That's the bell. We've gotta be going. We'll see you next time. It might be a few series time, I don't know. Everyone else, have fun, stay safe, and let's go, Sox.
Ciao.